18 to 6, ABC Radio Hobart. Madeline Habib is a master mariner. She's done many, many journeys on the Aurora Australis to and from Antarctica. This one is a particularly poignant final journey and is coming into quite a different Australia than the one they left. G'day, Madeline.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good. What's the atmosphere on board?
Well, I'd have to say that there's definitely a kind of melancholy on board the ship that's shared by both the crew members and the expeditioners, knowing that this is the final voyage of this ship that's very special in the heart of Australia and particularly in the heart of the people of Hobart.
How many journeys have you done, do you reckon?
I have definitely done more than 10 journeys. My first was in 2006, and some years I've done two voyages. I've also sailed to Antarctica on the French Antarctic ship, the previous Astrolabe.
What's some of the worst weather you faced, Madeline?
That's a question that always gets asked, and actually often the worst weather is not when the waves are the biggest, it's when they're closer together and very steep and the motion of the ship becomes really uncomfortable, but the Aurora Australis is undeniably an extremely seaworthy vessel, and despite the fact that she's an icebreaker and therefore has a round bottom, I would say that in general our voyages are pretty comfortable, and in some ways I was kind of glad to have a little bit of rough weather on the way back from Macquarie Island, our last voyage, just to remind us how we can experience motion in the ocean on board the Aurora Australis.
You're there going, yeah, woohoo, this awesome last time. Everyone else is like, oh, hey.
It wasn't quite like that. I think quite a few people enjoyed seeing the Southern Ocean in all her glory.
Yeah. How have you seen our presence on Macquarie Island? Like, what difference has that made in 10 years? And what changes have you seen to our presence on Antarctica in 10 years?
Well, actually, the influence of humans on Macquarie Island, it's very heartening to realise what humans can do when they get together to address the damage that they've done. And I think a very powerful message can be drawn from the eradication program that took place on Macquarie Island. And although I didn't go ashore this year because the resupply was too hectic, what we could see from the ship was an incredible amount of regrowth and regeneration that's occurred since the eradication of rabbits, rats and mice on Macquarie Island. And it's proof that humans working together have the power to rectify the damage that they've done to the environment.
And we're seeing that back here, and I'm talking later with Damien Gammo about exactly this. You know, the Venice canals have got dolphins in them again as we're less active. We're seeing huge changes around the world. What have you been talking about on the ship amongst yourselves about coming back to the world of COVID-19?
Well, definitely we will all be equally impacted by the virus, and I think that it is a unifying moment in human history, and the international response has shown that we are capable of acting as a species to address a common threat. And I think that the lesson that we've learnt from that and this moment of withdrawal and reflection is giving us a chance for us to choose a new future. It's a moment when the world's economy is being paused and we do have a chance to change the trajectory that we were on. And so I hope that as a species, we take this moment and we make really positive changes for the future that we want for us.
Yes, I guess there's as much risk that we'll be in global austerity measures now for 10 to 15 years as well, which might have the same impact, but be a lot less kind of, you know, mission-oriented as usual. In terms of the scientific activity and the presence on Antarctica, have you seen our footprint grow and grow, or has it been fairly consistent there?
I would say that the footprint in Antarctica has definitely grown and grown, but the proportion of scientists that Australia sends to Antarctica has reduced, and I feel confident that most people would agree with that, and that the emphasis has really changed towards increasing the infrastructure in Antarctica and in some ways improving the infrastructure for humans there. But I think that our attention should be drawn to the fact that Australia has proposed an aerodrome project for Davis Station, a multi-billion dollar project which would take many years to complete. And we have to ask the nation why we need this kind of infrastructure in Antarctica.
You were told by your employers to cease making political statements for a period of time. How's that been for you, Madeleine Habib, keeping quiet?
I'm not a quiet Australian. I will never be a quiet Australian. And while I recognise that the world's attention is definitely focused on COVID-19, I think that we can't ignore the fact that we're still in a climate crisis. COVID-19 affects everybody, and the climate crisis affects everybody. And as we come out of this virus and move towards the future, we still need to address what we're doing to the climate, and we need to make sure that we move away from fossil fuels.
It certainly seems those people at the dinner parties who are like, oh, well, human activity can't make much difference, are going to struggle to pursue that argument anymore. We're seeing the difference now.
Absolutely, and you can see how immediately we can have an effect, which should be heartening towards us, that we are capable of making change, and we should draw on that energy and keep working towards a future that's equitable for all of the creatures that live on this planet.
As you farewell this ship, what's next for you, Madeleine?
I am intending to join the COVID-19 response, and I'm hoping to deploy with Red R, which is an Australian national roster, to join the shipping logistics part of that, as the global supply chain has been really severely affected by the virus, and many nations simply don't have the infrastructure to deal with that. And while I recognise that Australia is deeply impacted, there are smaller nations without the wealth that Australia has that are going to be struggling to meet the changes that this has made in the global economy.
Madeleine Habib, Master Mariner, coming up the river on the Aurora Australis' last official journey. And what for the boat? Where should it go next? I've had people suggest it would be a great bushfire emergency relief response boat. Government should buy it. It's in decent nick. What do you reckon?
Well, I can't really speculate about the future of the ship. I know she will be sorely missed in Hobart, and it would be very sad to think that that we're not capable of imagining a future for a vessel as intrinsically seaworthy as this one. At the same time, I recognise that it's extremely expensive to keep her in survey. And it's a difficult question for the future, especially in these very uncertain times.
One of the last people in the world to be unaffected by coronavirus. Get ready to wipe a lot of stuff. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Rick.